ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Bechoros is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael Ben Reb Moshe.
We'll begin the new perek now, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in Bechoros, Perek Ma'aser Behema. Perek Ma'aser Behema finds itself in Masechta Bechoros because we find always in Shas the trio of Bechor Ma'aser Reb Pesach. Taisus says that really Bechor Ma'aser and Pesach all go together, and that's why Ma'aser Behema follows Bechoros. And we really would have had Tama Nishchat and Perek Ha'isha and all the other prakim there in the second half of Pesachim. But since it's Nefishim Ilayu, there's so many of them, therefore they were thrust to be in their own second half of Masechet Pesachim. In fact, some refer to it as Pesach Sheni, from the 5th and through the 9th Perek, is the Kachim section of Karban Pesach and Masechet Pesachim. I mention this not only because Taisa says it here, but also because we will see, actually, that there's a lot to discuss about how much Ma'aser Behema and Bechor are b'nei baksa chodin and who are one and the same thing, and how much they're different. Perhaps another reason why Ma'aser Behema is put together with Masechta Bechorus. A couple of tidbits here in the Mishnah, and then we'll get to the Gemara. First of all, the Mishnah says that there's a Bechor is Noig Ma'aser Behema, is Noig by Bakar and Sain and Kvasim and Izin, some restrictions apply. And the fact that Sain includes Kvasim v'Izin, the Mishnah concludes, V'Tsain, Mashma, Kol Tsain Echor. Sheet is Garis, Kol, Mashma, Tsain. It's interesting because Tosis in Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, when he speaks about Reish Sagez, so Tosis brings a raya that Tsain refers to goats. From the Pasuk and Parshas told us where Rivka told Yaakov, Lech na el ha-tzoin, v'kachli misham shnei gediyei izim. It sounds like Tosis needed a raya that goats are included in tzoin. Here the Gemara seems to assume the Mishnah that there's not really a difference. Another interesting tidbit, Rashi says, with regard to Chodesh and Yashon, that Ma'aser Behema is noig in the new ones and in the old ones, however, they are not misaser mizel zeh. Since they're two separate bunches, the cutoff line between new ones and old ones separates them, and therefore you cannot be ma'aser them together. The din of Ma'aser Behema would have to have 10 of old and 10 of new. 5 and 5 would not join, as we'll see later in the perek. What is the cutoff point? So again, the sugi is later in the Mishnah on Unzayin Amud Beis, but Rashi actually says, Chodesh shenoldu la'acher elol, yoshin shenoldu kodem elol. Sounds like Rosh Chodesh Elul is the cutoff point, like the sheet of Reb Meir on Unzayin Amud Beis, and that's fascinating. Because the Rambam seems to paskin that it's Echad B'Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, not only for many things, like we know from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, and of course we know about Rosh Hashanah Echad B'Tishrei. The Rambam seems to paskin, like the Man de'Omer, that Rosh Hashanah Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema as well, while Rashi opts to go like Reb Meir. The Likutei Halachos later on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis point out that the Rambam holds like the sheet of Echad B'Tishrei, while our Rashi over here seems to be making the stum of the milsa that the Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aser Behema is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now the Mishnah began by saying Ma'aser Behema noig ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz, that the din of Ma'aser Behema is noig not only in Eretz Yisrael but even in chutz la'aretz as well. So the Gemara opens up by saying Leim Masnis in the Lake Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva seems to hold that Ma'aser Behema is not at all noig b'chutz la'aretz, and our Mishnah says that it's noig in Eretz and chutz la'aretz. As Rabbi Kiva says, Yachol Yala Oda Ma'aser Behema Mechutz La'aretz V'yakrivenu Talmud Loimar Ve'veisim Shomar Leisechem V'zivcheichem V'esmasrei Seichem V'shtei Ma'aser Sakasim Adaver Echad Ma'aser Behema Ve'echad Ma'aser Dogam V'mokam Shata Ma'ala Ma'aser Dogam Ata Ma'ala Ma'aser Behema V'mokam Shata Ma'ala Ma'aser Dogam Ata Ma'ala Ma'aser Behema. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that since from Chutz La'aretz you're not Ma'ala Ma'aser Dogam, who then there's no Ma'aser Behema. So our Mishnah says Ma'aser Behema is noig ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Kiva argues and he says that there's no Ma'aser Behema ba michutz la'aretz. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a stira at all. Even though Rabbi Kiva seems to hold that Ma'aser Behema is not noig in chutz la'aretz, and our Mishnah says the Ma'aser Behema is noig ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz, it's not a stira. Kanli kariv, kanli kodesh. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that Ma'aser Behema is noig in chutz la'aretz li kodesh. It's just not kariv al gabi amizbeach. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos the Ramaschal Noig Baretz v'Chutz La'aretz points out that we get such a Mishnah in many places. Ma'aser Behema Noig Baretz v'Chutz La'aretz b'fnei Abayis v'Shlei b'fnei Abayis v'Chulin Avalei v'Mikdashim. Many times in Masechta Chulin you get such Mishnayis, and over there it's Shalei L'Tzarich. Tosfos says interesting, except for by Reishis Hages. Tosfos says that's all the ones in Chulin. However, Hacha L'Tzarichu. Over here it was necessary to say that Ma'aser Behema is Noig Baretz v'Chutz La'aretz. So first I was thinking it sure is, because it's telling you that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. And even though the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, also Kanli Kaddish, Kanli Kariv, the Mishnah could be coming to tell you the Chiddush of Noig Ba'aretz V'chutz La'aretz, that even though Ma'ase Behema normally is supposed to be brought on the Mizbech and it's a carbon, and in Chutz La'aretz we say that a Ma'ase Behema V'chutz La'aretz, even according to Rabbi Akiva, is not Karv Agabi HaMizbech. So the Chiddush is that it's Kaddish Likaddish Kaddish and not Likarev, even in Chutz La'aretz. So the Chiddush of Noig Ba'aretz V'chutz La'aretz is significant. It's not just superfluous like many Mishnayos and Chulin. It's coming to tell you that it's Noig B'chutz La'aretz, it's at least Likadosh, even if it's not Likarev. Then I noticed that the Ramban and the Rosh, which we'll discuss soon in the end of the fifth parak, really speak out that you need to have the Chiddush of Ma'aser Behema being Noig B'chutz La'aretz either, so that I shouldn't say to learn it out of Ma'aser Dagon, basically like we're saying, or that since Ma'aser Behema natural inherently is that you're mafresh it and you're makdish al gabi amizbeach, I would think that only when we are makrif things al gabi amizbeach is ma'aser behema noyig. However, when there's no kodesh v'karv al gabi amizbeach, ma'aser behema wouldn't be noyig. So that's what Taisus means, that the noyig b'chutz la'aretz is a significant chiddush here as opposed to the other mishnayos. In the actual din that the Gemara says over here, yala adam ma'aser behema mi'chutz la'aretz, and the Gemara says mi'mokam sh'ata ma'ala ma'aser dog and ata ma'ala ma'aser behema. So there's two very important questions. First of all, the Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Samach, Ois Yud Ches, asks that if you say, Mimakim Sha'ata Maila Maisa Dog and Ata Maila Maisa Behemo, so then Lechair, according to the Rambam in the beginning of Ilchas Trumas, Parak Aleph Halacha Chavov, that says that the Zman and the Bayis Sheni, there's no Trumas and Maisa's Noig, so then logic would dictate that there shouldn't be Maisa Behema either in the days of the Bayis Sheni, according to Rabbi Kiva, and that would be a big Chiddush. And also Lagabi Bechar Lechair, we'll see about that, how much Bechar, like we said, is compared to Ma'aser Behema or not. But Frektim Echaz Chinuch, is that so? That Mimokim Sha'ata Maila Ma'aser Dog and Ata Maila Ma'aser Behema. So when there's no Trumas and Ma'aser Noig, even in Eretz Yisrael, like in the times of the Bayis Sheni, like the Rambam, there's not going to be any Ma'aser, and perhaps Bechar as well? That's what the Echaz Chinuch asks in Mitzvah Shin Samach, Ois Yud Ches. There's also a very similar question that we find in the Achrayim from the Gemara earlier, on Dalet Amud Beis, that the Gemara handles over there, if in the Midbar there was a din of Kedushas Bechairis. Because obviously there was no Ma'aser Dog and Noig in the Midbar, and Melehu Adin, there shouldn't be a din of Kedushas Bechairis. So the Makar Baruch and Chelik Beis, Simon Beis, and Azesh Tate and Avnei Nezer and Yeridea, Simon Tuf Beis, Ois Yer Aleph, as well as in Simon Tuf Yud Beis, further on over there, Ois Ches, they both say that the point of Mimokim Sha'ata Maila is not going on the time when it's actually in practice. It means Mimokim Sha'ata Maila Ma'aser Dagon. Eretz Yisrael is a Mokim Sha'ata Maila Ma'aser Dagon constantly. And likewise, it's a Mokim that you're Noig Ma'aser Behema. Even if there's a time when, punct, you don't have Ma'aser Dagon, Trumas and Ma'aser in Eretz Yisrael, in the Bayis Sheni, that doesn't take away from the obligation. Let me just rephrase that. In other words, meaning to say like this, that when Eretz Yisrael has Ma'aser Dagon in practice, then Eretz Yisrael is the only place that you do Ma'aser Behema. But when Eretz Yisrael does not have Ma'aser Dagon in practice, then all places, even Chutz La'aretz, are subject to Ma'aser Behema as well. In other words, the meat is that it should be together with the Ma'aser Dagon, but if there's no Ma'aser Dagon Noyig, then Ma'aser Behema, Lagavi the Midbar, and Lagavi Bizman Abayis Sheni, you will have a din of Ma'aser Behema as well. Marcheshes and Chelik Aleph Simem Mem Vov Anaf Gimel kind of argues on the whole question in general, and he says Eretz Yisrael is not even classified as a Mokum Shi'ata Maila Ma'aser Dagon B'zman Hazeh, even though there's no Chiv Trumas and Ma'aser in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not like it became a Mokum Shi'ata Maila like Chutz La'aretz. There's still a difference. Anaf Gimina, for example, he says if, let's say, Paris would grow B'zman Hazeh, and hopefully Mashiach comes today or tomorrow, then the Paris would be called that they grew in a Mokum Sha'ata Maila Ma'aser Dagon, and if they had Meruach, they would be Chayim and Trumas and Ma'aser. We wouldn't say, oh, they grew in a Mokum Sha'ata Maila Ma'aser Dagon. So therefore, of course, the whole question doesn't apply. That even in the Zman of the Bayis Sheni, for example, and such, of course, you could have a din of Mokum Sha'ata Maila Ma'aser Dagon, and a male there could be a Chiv of Ma'aser Behema as well in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now let's begin the neshama of the sugya over here. So Rabbi Kiva says that even though he was memayit chutz la'aretz from ma'aser behema, it was only a mi'it that a bechar, a ma'aser from chutz la'aretz, a ma'aser behema from chutz la'aretz, is not chayiv in hakrova. Doesn't have a din to be karev. However, kan li kodesh. That we say that Maisa Behema is not Noigin Chutzlar, it's only been a Geya Hakrova, that's a carbon. However, Likadish, of course, it is Noig that a Maisa Behema, even in Chutzlar, will be Noig Legabe Kedushasai. Deikanami says the Gemara, the Kanosul, Talmudov, Hevesim Shama, Shmamino. Says the Gemara, Yachim, Me'achashe, Eni Karoiv, Amai Kadish. If it's not Karoiv, so what does it mean that it's Kadish? Amai Kadish, with what significance is it Kadish? Says the Gemara, Lenechel, Bemumoy, Labaila. It's Kadosh with regard to the din of Nechel b'mumay l'baylam, that it's eaten by the baylam only when it gets a mum, and not prior to getting a mum. Many different things we have to figure out and discuss over here. Just first of all, as I think a point, the Mechas Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samach, Ois Yud Ches over there, discusses when exactly is the crunch time, is the significant point of whether you're called a Maisa Behema in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. For example, suppose you were born in Eretz Yisrael and you went for a trip to Chutz Laretz, the animal, and then they were Mitzarif, they counted 10 animals in Chutz Laretz. So the Afrasha was in Chutz Laretz and the birth was in Eretz Yisrael. Does it go Basar Leida or does it go Basar Zman Afrasha? That's the Mechaz Chinuch Sakira over there. And his Maskana actually is a third time. It's totally in when it becomes Roy, when it's in the eighth day, Shmainas Yamim, Shivas Yamim, Tachas Ime, etc., when it becomes fit, that is its official significant point. So wherever the animal actually was, even if it was born in Eretz Yisrael and it went to Chutz Laretz, whether it was, it had Afrash in Eretz Yisrael, but it was born in Chutz Laretz, the point is, where was it on the eighth day? Very interesting. The Chazon Ish and Simcha of Zion talks about this, and he says that both points will be a poiter. If it was born in Chutz Laretz and then it came to Eretz Yisrael, or if it was born in Eretz Yisrael and Hofresh in Chutz Laretz, both of them would have a din of Chutz Laretz. Now, Tosfos Divrei Maschil Rabbi Akiva quotes a Gemara in Tmura, a very similar Gemara that we find, a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, about Bechor B'Chutz Laretz. What's the din? Tosfos brings down, but Tmura Seif Elu Kodshim Ka'amar Nami Rabbi Akiva, the Bechor Abam B'Chutz Laretz Eini Karev. The Gemara brings, but Antignus Hela Bacharis Mibavav, like Kibla Mimenu Ki Rabbi Akiva. So basically, Rabbi Akiva holds that Meister Behema and Bechor Behema are not Noig and Chutz Laretz. At least they're not Korev. And Rabbi Shmuel over there argues. And Taisis brings it down over here as if it's in the same family. Speaking of the same family, if you look in the Ramban, in the end of the fifth Perek, as well as the Rosh over there, which basically quotes it verbatim, he shtals avek also that Bechor and Meiser are b'nei b'aksacharinin, like we mentioned. They're both from the same family, and there's so many different dinim of Bechor and Meiser that we learn one from the other. And he says, Yagadol of Reyu, and just like we find that Bechor of Chutzlaretz, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not Karev, also Meiser Behema of Chutzlaretz, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not Karev. And the Rabban's main point over there, as he elaborates, is to establish that even though Bechor and Meiser Behema are both not Karev from Chutz Laretz, but of course they are Kaddish. They have Kedusha of Bechor and Meiser. They just have a din that you're not Makrev the Magabi HaMizbeach. That's what the Ramban and the Rosh verbatim elaborate over there to establish that they're B'nai B'Aksacharininu, and both of them, even though they're not Noig in Chutz Laretz, it doesn't mean that there's no Kedusha of Bechor and Meiser in Chutz Laretz. It just means that it doesn't have a din of Akrova. But Avada, it's Kaddish. He brings, for example, the Gemara earlier on Lamed Vav and Medbeis, that the din of Ataris Bechor and Chutz Laretz is al pi shleisha b'nei akeses. So you see klar that there's a din to be mater Bechor and Chutz Laretz. And it's ein enechel el b'muma. You see that there's a din of Bechor Chutz Laretz that it has kedusha and it has dinim. And therefore Zokter Ramban and the Rosh that the Bechor Behema and Meiser Behema are both their noig b'chutz laretz legabe kedusha. They just don't have a din that they're karv agabe amizbech. And the reason, says the Ramban, why am I elaborating so much? Says the Ramban, it's the Rikhan Levrure Hanach Mili Mishum Da Ashkichan Lechad Meravosa the Kosov Ipsokov Mitzvah Bechor Behema Tahira Einan Ehegetz Elo Ba'aretz Ve'ein Mevin Bechorz Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz Shanema Bachaldof Nehashem Lekecha Ve'mevi Ein Mekavlin Mimeno Ve'la Yikarev Elo Hare Yehu Chulin. So he says, I saw somebody that says that a Bechor from Chutz Laretz is Chulin Gemurim. That's why I'm elaborating and showing you from the Sugya and Becharis Daf Nun Gimel, the Ramban brings over there, that the Gemara says, even though it's not Kaddish Likarev, but it is Kaddish. So he says, just like Maaser Behema is Kaddish, Bechor is also Kaddish. And how could the Chadmir Rabbosa say that Bechor of Chutz Laretz is Chulin Gemurim? That's what the Ramban says over there. that Bechara Maisa Behem Avada is Kaddish, it's just not Kaddish Likarev. Udalaike Chad Mirabasa that says that Bechara of Chutz Laaretz is Chulin. Now, who does he mean this Chad Mirabasa? He means, of course, the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey of Hilchis Becharis, says the mitzvahs Bechara Behem, Tahir and Ahegis Baaretz of Chutz Laaretz, Vein Mevin Becharis Mechutz Laaretz, etc. And the etc. is a very important word, because there are different girsois in the Rambam. The Ramban had the girsa that Hareyu Kechulin Gemurim, and that girsa is not only quoted by the Ramban, like we mentioned, it's quoted by the Rajba in Tshuva, Chelik Aleph, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, and Simen Tav Chav Zayin, and Tav Resh Ayin Tes, numerous times in the Rajba, the Beis Yosef brings it in Bedek Abayis, in Simen Shin Vav, and the Ran and Tshuva, Simen Zayin, also brings down that the Rambam says that a Bechar of Chutz Laaretz is Chulin Gemurim. And therefore, according to that girsa, the Marit al Gaz, the Ramban and Hilchis Becharis, as well as the Rush quoting over there, ask how in the world they're open arms. How could he say that it's Chul and Gemurim? We find obviously that Meiser Behema and Bechar are Hukish Lezeh Lezeh, and by Meiser Behema we say Kolar that it's Kaddish Likarev. Excuse me, that it's Kaddish. It's just not Kaddish Likarev. Now, before we go on, incidentally, the Rai that the Ramban quoted that a Bechar and Chutz Laaretz is Kaddish from the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. That says that Taras Bechar Bechutz Laaretz is Alpi Gimel Bnei Akneses. So we see that a Bechar and Chutz Laaretz needs a Kiddush. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Becharis Halacha Beis says that that's not talking about a regular Bechar and Chutz Laaretz. It's talking about a Bechar of Eretz Yisrael that was Yotzel Chutz Laaretz. So you see in the Rambam anyway that that Gemara would not be a Kasha, even if the Rambam's Girsa that they had, that it's Chul and Gemurim, that would be a Bechar and Chutz Laaretz. Over here we're talking about a Bechar and Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz Laaretz. And of course, when did it go to Chutz Laaretz is going to depend, like we said before, if it's Tali in Leida, or in the 8th day, or by Shas Afrosha, that's a different point. Actually, that same in Cheschinach over there, or is it a different one, Mitzvah Yudches, Ois Chafei, says that even the Rambam that holds that it's Chulin, holds that it's Midrabanan Kodesh. But we'll get to that later. Now, with regard to this Rambam and Ramban, there's three points that we have to discuss. Obviously, it's a very confusing situation. What exactly is the correct girsa in the Rambam that we're meant to go with? Whether the Ramban's version, as many other Rishonim's version of the Rambam, that Bechar Bechutz Laaretz is Chul and Gomer, or perhaps like the alternative girsa in the Rambam here in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, that you'll find in the Frankel Rambam as well in the Kesef Mishnah, that he just says that a Bechar and Chutz Laaretz is Yoyachal B'mumay. Not that it's Chulin, it's just Yoyachal B'mumay. We'll see exactly what that means. Second of all, we have to see more about this comparison and this pairing up of Becharis with Meiser Behema. Like we said, the Ramban and the Rosh are going strongly, as well as others, that they are B'nai Baksa Chadadinu, that they are one and the same, and they have the same rules. We'll see in a moment that that's not so simple. And of course, finally, we have to see how to learn our Gemara. How are we meant to understand the Shakal V'Taya of our Gemara? What Me'achad Ene Karev Kodesh Lama? What is the whole discussion? Sai according to the Ramban, and Sai according to the Rambam, according to both Gersois. I'd like to begin this stage of the Shir with a steer in the Rambam that the Licha Mishnah asks. We mentioned that in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, the Rambam seems to say that a Bechar in Chutz Laaretz is not Karav Agave Mizbech, like Rabbi Kiva's Shita. However, if you look later in Hilchas Becharis in the Rambam, in Perek Vav and Hilchas Becharis Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, guess what? Noyeg Ba'aretz uVechutz Laaretz. Maisik Behema is Noyeg in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. It sounds clearly in the Rambam that it's Noyeg, full-blown Noyeg, Bechutz Laaretz. Kaddish Likarev. It's not just Kaddish Stam, it's Kaddish Likarev. Frek the Lech Mishnah, what's going on? The Rambam paskened earlier in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, that's where the Lechem Mishnah is, that the Bechar is like Rabbi Kiva, not Karev. And by Meister Behema, he says that it is Karev. He brings down that the Smag paskens like the Pshuta Shel Mikra of Rabbi Kiva, that a Meister Behema is not either Karev B'chutz Laaretz. But the Rambam goes with Rabbi Kiva by Bechar B'chutz Laaretz that it's not Karev, and by Meister Behema, he says that it is Karev. So what's going on? Lamaisa, in light of the Steiris HaRambam, the fact of the matter is, we've been putting together Becharis with Maisa Behema, Sai in the Mishnais like we began, and Sai, the Ramban and the Rush, like we said, they say the Bnei Baksachadanin, who that they're both learned Gemiri Mehadadi, Bechar and Meiser. However, the fact of the matter is that there's a Gemara in Tmur Chafalov that learns from one Pasuk, a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, if Bechar Bechutzlaretz is Karev or not. And we have another Gemara over here in Meiser Beheiman, Bechar Yistaf Nun Gimel, that speaks about if Meiser Beheiman Bechutzlaretz is Karev or not. And yes, it's also Rabbi Akiva. And yes, Taisus quotes the Gemara in Tmura, but they're two different drushes, and not necessarily are they Tali Zabazet. And Memela, it's not such a big deal if we would like to say that the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Akiva, Lagabi Bechar and Chutzlaretz, that it's not Karev, because there's a Mishnah in Chal that's Mashma like Rabbi Akiva, like Tosis quotes over here from Ben Antigonus. However, with regard to Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, Lagabi Maisi Behema, maybe the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that a Bechar is Karev even from Chutzlaretz, like the stump of the Mishnah Seinu in the Havamina that says that Maisi Behema, Noig, Ba'aretz, and Chutzlaretz. And as I zok tagoy in Reb David Pardo, the Balchas de David, in the Sifri Dvei Rav, and his Pirush on the Sifri in Parshas Re'ei. And the Rav in the stencils is also brought down having said like this, in Tmura Dav Chesem at Beis, that the Rambam holds that you can't necessarily ask a stira and a compare from Bechar to Maisa Behema. Maybe in Bechar he holds it's not carved like Rabbi Kiva, but he doesn't pass like Rabbi Kiva, the Gabi Maisa Behema. That being said, one of the Ramban's main rayas that he holds, that a Bechar and Chutz Laretz is of course Kaddish, it's just not Karev Agabi HaMizbeach, was from our Gemara, that the Gemara says, Kanli Kaddish, Kanli Karev. That even though it's not Karev, but Avada, it's Kaddish Gomer. Sakhtar Ramban, Bechar Behema is Kaddish Gomer. It's just not Karev, but not that it's Chul and Gemur like the Rambam and that Girsa. But according to this that we're saying, the fact that the Gemara says that it's Kaddish Likarev, not Likarev, it's Kaddish Likaddish, but not Likarev, but at least it's Kaddish Likaddish, is only by Maiser Behema. Not necessarily would that be a dagger on the Rambam that doesn't necessarily compare Maiser Behema and Bechar. Maybe by Maiser Behema, Taka has one din, and by Bechar it has another din. Now again, Rabbi Kiva holds that Maiser Behema is not Karev, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not Kaddish. The Gemara says Maiser Behema is Kaddish even according to Rabbi Kiva. By Bechar Behema Bechutz Laretz, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Kiva, and he holds that it's not Karev altogether and it's Chul and Gemur. The Rambam grad the paskins by Maisa Behema, not like Rabbi Kiva. But even Rabbi Kiva's not Karev could be, doesn't mean that it's Chul and Gemurim by Maisa Behema. But it's not a raya that it's not Chul and Gemurim by Bechar. Now the Gemara says over here, Me'achas she'ene Karev, amai Kaddish, and for the Gemara, Lenechel b'mumel l'baylam. So the question of Me'achas she'ene Karev, amai Kaddish, the Briskerov stelled zich on this. Me'achas she'ene karev amai kodesh. The Briskerov said, "What's the big deal? Just because it's kedushas carbon and there's din not to be makrevit, is that such an unusual thing? We find that. We'll find later on in the parak that if a guy takes by ma'aser behema and he says 9 on the 10th one, the din is that it's not karev. And the halacha is that if you make a tmura from a ma'aser behema, it's also not karev, but still has kedusha of tmura and has the kedusha of a carbon. It's just not karev agavi amazbeach." So what's the big deal? Me'achas she'ene karev, amai kodesh. Why is it so bad if it's kodesh, just not kodesh likarev? So the Briskerov wanted to explain the answer to this question based on the phenomenal shtickle Reb Chaim in Hilchas Ma'aser She'ni, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, where the Reb Chaim says a big yisoid in the din of Chutz Laretz that we're discussing over here in our sugya. And with that, the Briskerov wanted to explain to answer this question. So let's discuss exactly what Reb Chaim said and what the Briskerov said according to that to explain this Gemara. Reb Chaim there in Hilchos Ma'aser She'ni quotes our Rambam in Perek Aleph of Becharis Halacha Hei, which is actually talking about a Bechar in Chutz Laretz. And the Ravid on that Rambam, the Ravid says like this, Mitzvahs Bechar Behem Mataira, etc. Ela Harei Kechulim. Basically, it's not in Aretz and not in Chutz Laretz, and Ela Harei Kechulim. Says the Ravid, Toisizu, va'afilu the Rabbi Kiva the Islay Haisvara loy Omer el Likarev, avl kedushas bechar yesh boy ve'ene nigzas v'nevad ve'ene nechel el b'mumay. The Ravid seems very reminiscent of the Briskerov Zahara. That basically the Gemara says, me'achas she'ene karev kodesh lama. Says the Ravid, what's the big deal? Of course it's kodesh. It's kodesh that it's ene nigzas v'nevad and ene nechel el b'mumay. It's just not kodesh likarev. So the Ravid is using that as a kash on the Rambam that said hareyu kechulin. Lamais, if you look in our Rambam, it doesn't say that at all, like I mentioned. The Kesef Mishnah's Girsa in the Rambam is, Einai Karev, Eloyei Ochel B'mumay. Hayin Sham of the Rambam inside. According to the Frank of Rambam's Girsa also. Einai Karev, etc. Ela Yeyachel B'mumay. So the Rambam either said Harei Kechulin in the old Girsa, like the Ravid asks, or Ela Yeyachel B'mumay. According to the Girsa of Yeyachel B'mumay, it's not far off from exactly what the Ravid wanted, by the way. But Al Kaponim, Reb Chaim, interestingly enough, has both in his Girsa. Reb Chaim says that the Girsa of the Rambam is Harei Kechulin Yeyachel B'mumay. Says Reb Chaim, I'm a little perplexed, according to the Girsa that he has, which again, nobody else has. But according to Reb Chaim, he says like this. That the din of Bechar that's not by Mechutz Laretz, Yesh Lachkar. Is it a din that it's just a Hafkof from the Akrava, but in the Kedushas of Bechar, it's the exact same level as a regular carbon? Or no, the din that a Bechar of Chutz Laretz, any Karev, is not just a din that it's not Karva Gavim Mizbech. The whole Heftz of the Kedushas Bechar is mufka from Kedushas Karbon. It's not the pshat that it has Kedushas Karbon, just it's not Karva Gav Mizbech. It doesn't have Kedushas Karbon altogether, it only has Dinim of Yayachal B'mumay Labaylim, and maybe Surim of Giz of Aveda, but in Mitzad L'sod, the Kedushas Karbon, says Reb Chaim over there in Hilchos Ma'aseh Sheni, there's Afka Gemura from the whole Kedushas Bechar of Chutz Laretz Linyan Karbon. Oh, so says the Brisker Rav, according to this Reb Chaim, we're in business. The Gemara's Kasha of Me'achas She'enei Kodesh Likarev, Amai Kodesh, normally we could say, well, it has Kedusha's carbon, it just doesn't have a din to be Makarev B'poil. It's not Karev Agavim Mizbech B'poil, but a Kedusha's carbon it has. So the Gemara wouldn't ask the Kasha of Me'achas She'enei Karev, Amai Kodesh. It's Kodesh for everything, for all the bells and whistles, except that you can't be Makarev Agavim Mizbech. But says the Brisker Rav, in light of Reb Chaim that says that by Bechar and Chutz Laretz, the din is that it's Chul and Gemurim, and it doesn't have Kedushas Akrava Klal o Klal, so the Gemara wants to know, so Amai Kodesh. Again, obviously we know the answer is that it has Dinim, but still the Havamina was that this is not something that has a precedent of something that doesn't have any Kedushas Akrava whatsoever. Usually, you have a din of Kedushas Karbim, you're just not Karav, like a Tmuris Meiser we mentioned. Says the Brisker Rav, the Gemara is Mashm like Reb Chaim. Now, this, of course, L'chaira, is only if you say that Bechar and Chutz Laretz and Ma'aseh Behem and Chutz Laretz are exactly one and the same in the Ramban's Velt. But according to the Rambam, that seems to be holding that there's a difference, like we pointed out to answer the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha, that Bechar and Chutz Laretz, the Rambam holds, is not Karev, but Ma'aseh Behem, perhaps the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Kiva, and he holds it is Karev. So not necessarily are Ma'aseh Behem and Bechar always bunched together as one and the same, and not necessarily would Reb Chaim's whole thesis by Bechar and Chutz Laretz apply necessarily to Ma'aseh Behem, especially according to the Rambam. I saw in the Sefer Minchas Avram that he points out a very interesting point, that perhaps a difference between the Rambam and the Ravid about the din of Kedushas Ma'aseh Behem and Chutz Laretz, or for that matter, the din of Kedushas Bechar and Chutz Laretz, like Reb Chaim, more importantly, is that there wouldn't be a din Isser to be Matal Amum, according to Reb Chaim, according to the Rambam, I mean. According to the Ravid, that it has a din Kedusha, would have an Isser to be Matal Amum. But according to the Rambam, there wouldn't be an Isser to be Matal Amum. Now, he brings the Mechaz Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin Isid Gimel says that even a Bechar and Chutz Laretz is an Isser to be Matal Amum. But the Mekar Baruch brings a Raya from the above mentioned Gemara and Tmura Chaf Aleph, B'Shem Reb Meir Simcha, the Reb Meir Simcha wanted to say that according to the Rambam, there wouldn't be an Isser to be Matal Mum in Kodshim, in a Bechar B'Chutz Laretz. Says the Minchas Avram that we run into a little bit of a problem here according to the Brisker Rav. Is the Brisker Rav is saying that the din that Reb Chaim said in the Rambam in Bechar and Chutz Laretz applies by Ma'aseh Behem as well. If that's the case, what's the whole issue in the next Gemara here after the two dots about Takolo? That we don't want to have a Bechar or Ma'aseh Behem B'Zman Hazeh and Chutz Laretz. What's the major Takolo? If there's no Isser to be Matal Mum, you could just make a Mum in it, and you're good to go. Very interesting question. He also brings down over there that the Rajman Dafyat Bezam Adbez in Baba Kama in the Sugya of Bechar B'Chutz Laretz says that a Bechar and Chutz Laretz is for sure Mamar Bailam because it's Kechulin. Even though the Rambam and Tshuva that we mentioned, even though the Rajman the Tshuva that we mentioned in Siman Shilamad Aleph says that Bechar and Chutz Laretz has Kedusha Li'achal B'Mumay. And according to what we're saying for Reb Chaim, it's not a stira. Because just like we said, it has Kedusha, not Likarev, at all, but it still has kedusha li'achal b'mumay, that doesn't make it not chul and gemurim in the world of hakravas hakarban. Just like Reb Chaim said with regard to the Bechor and Chutz Laretz, and the Rambam, you could say in the Rajba as well. But again, I must mention that there are two apparent gersois in the Rambam. Either that a Bechor and Chutz Laretz is kadosh only li'achal b'mumay, or it's kechul and gemurim. But the girsa that Reb Chaim is going on and elaborating on, that it's chul and gemurim, the enei el nechal b'mumoy, both together, that it's chul and gomer, but it's still nechal b'mumoy, those two things don't really coexist in any girsa, except the one that Reb Chaim brings. You know, the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Vav and all the Okes and Mishnah and others don't seem to have both of those things together, it's either or. Now let's go back, as we said we would, to the actual Gemara in light of all that we discussed. The Gemara says, "Me'achar she'ein a korev amai kodesh." If the bechar, the ma'aser b'chutz la'aretz is not korev, so then why is it kodesh? With significance to what? Zok techedusha arim. This question sounds pretty obvious. That the din is that should a ma'aser behema end up on the mizbeach, it would be im olu yardu. Because if the ma'aser behema would be im olu lo yardu, then what's the Gemara's kasha? Me'achar she'ein a korev kodesh lama. It's Kaddish Lenin and Molo Yerdu. And like we've been talking, it has Kedusha Sakrova, just not Karav Bepoil. But maybe it would be Molo Yerdu. And the Zera Avram and Simon Yud Zayin Ayschav Gimel brings down from the Kedusha Arim that we see from here that the Gemara held that a Maisa Behem and Chutz Lars is Molo Yerdu. The problem is, if you look at Yeshua Smalki and Ilchus Becheris and the Makar Baruch over there in Chelik Beis, Simon Beis, they hold that a Maisa Behem and Chutz Lars is Molo Lo Yerdu. So the Shaila is how they're going to deal with this Gemara. In general, you have to know, what does the Gemara answer? L'nechel b'mumay l'baylam. The din of a mum, in kalatarakuli usually, the pshat is that a carbon is a tamim, and if it doesn't have a mum, it's kedushas agufa in a paka b'chdi, and it cannot be niftis, and only when it gets a mum, then it has a pidyon. Different ways to analyze the gather of this din, like Reb Chaim talks about in Perek Gimel from Yisurim Mizbech. But the point is that a mum is a din and a kedushas carbon for akrava, that a bal mum is not royally karva agavim mizbeach. Once we're saying that this animal doesn't have akrava agavim mizbeach, so what in the world is this din of mum? Fascinating concept that there's a din of nechel b'mum elabayim that it needs a mum, even though, according to the Rambam and Reb Chaim, it's mamash chulin, or akapotam lagavi kedushas carbon is chulin. So basically it's a whole new din of mum, a fascinating din of mum. So it needs a lot of work in the sugya to understand exactly the gedder of Meiser Behema and Chutz Laretz, that it's Kaddish, but it's not Korev, and perhaps Bechor and Chutz Laretz as well, if you hold that they're B'nai Bach Sechad and Inu, what exactly is the gedder? For example, the Gemara has a Havamin and Zvachim Lamed Zayin, that Bechor and Meiser wouldn't even need a din of Zrika Lagavi Amazbech. It would just be enough, the fact that they are Nechel B'Kdushoson. Vais Techois, there's a new family, a new gedder of Bechor and Meiser, at least in Chutz Laretz, and even in the Havamina, even in Eretz Yisrael, wouldn't need Zrika, that there's a shame of Bechor and Meiser, and it has a Kedusha of its own, Lagavi this din of Nechal B'mumi L'Bailam in Chutz Laretz, and the Havamina that it shouldn't need Zrika Al-Gavi Mizbeach, and Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Yedches also talks about that there's a din Achila by the din of Bechor, besides for the din of Akrava. Even if it doesn't have a din Akrava, it's a whole separate din of Achila B'Kdushasai. Weiter in the Gemara brings down b'fnei abayis b'shalei b'fnei abayis, and the Gemara wants to know why taka is bechor or ma'aser behema not noig b'zman hazeh. So first the Gemara says gzeira mishum yosim, and then the Gemara comes and says al amar rava or rava gzeira mishum takala. But because of a takala, we say don't be mafresh ma'aser behema b'zman hazeh. People might come to be moil. Either is a mitzvah deiris of ma'aser behema. So the Tosis Yontev over here, as well as the Shagasari and Gvuras Ari and Yuma Samachvav, sound like the reason is because Yesh Kech B'Yad Chacham Laka Dover Min HaTorah B'Shav Al Tasa. We're not telling you to be over a violation of the Torah B'Kum V'Asei. We're telling you refrain from doing a mitzvah Zasei, just like, for example, Chazal said not to blow Shofar on Shabbos, even though it's a mitzvah Zasei. Chazal said not to be Mafresh Ma'aser B'Zman Hazeh. The Tosis Yontev also adds, V'Oid, the Ein Iser Achila Kodem Iser. There's no Iser to eat the animal before being Mafresh Ma'aser. Apparently, it's not like a kum vaseh, it's not a major violation that it's such a big deal for the Rabbanon to say not to do it. Actually, there is a shaila if there's an obligation, a mitzvah chiyuvis mamish, to be mafresh, maiser behema. Rashi and Dafnon Zayin and Bay seems to say that it's only obligation, it's only reshus, voluntary. And we'll see more about that then in Meretz Hashem. However, Reblazer Moshe and the Oil Moshe and Chelik Bay Simon Samachtes wants to say that's why this Gemara is much easier to understand. It's not a whole locker government on Tariv Shav Al Tasa. The whole thing was only voluntary. So they told you not to do that voluntary thing. It's a whole different thing. It's not like we're being Oiker, Lulav, or Brichas Amazon or something that's a mitzvah chiyuvus. In any event, the Gemara says that because of Takola we were geyser that there shouldn't be Maisa Behemi Bizman Azeh. And the Gemara says, "I'm not telling the Chashin l'Takola." The Gemara goes through a Shaka v'Tari about this, and in fact, the issue about whether or not we're Chayish l'Takola is a machlokes in the Gemara in Yumadav Samach Vav, and there's a shaila about it in the end of the first parak in Psachim and many other places whether or not there's a Chash Takola or not. Taisus actually discusses in Yumad Samach Vav that in other places we find that there's a machlokes, and over here there's a machlokes, and this Gemara doesn't bring from that Gemara, and vice versa. Taisus says there must be a difference between the different chashas of Takola. Perhaps there's a difference between when there's a chash that you're going to eat something that's also, or it's just a chash of other yisurim, like me'ila and such. Maybe when there's something that you might come to eat, we're more chayshish that people eat things. Whatever it is, there's different svaras, and we're not going to go into it now. Ayin Shvili Tzin in the end of Chelik Gimel that elaborates about what the maskana is lahalacha, when we're chayshish takola and when not. But all that being said, it not necessarily indicates that there's two dinim. In other words, there's a shaila, practically speaking, right now. If let's say I have chalev in my house, do I have to get rid of it right away because I'm scared of takala? And then even if not, Chazal could make a gzera because they don't want this to happen frequently over the years. Not necessarily is one thing totally in the other. Taisus takes issue with this. Taisus says, at the end of the day, it's mashma the Gemara that b'sman hazeh, ma'isa behem is not noig. So he asks a kasha from the Gemara in Shabbos, Nandalat Amad Beis, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have a ma'asa tracer alfi egle me'edrei every single year. Now, Taisus makes the cheshbon that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was after the Churban. Because he says he was 18 years old, and you can't tell me that he was mafrish when he was still a katan. And Taisus says in that Nundalat Amad Beis in Shabbos basically echoes this Taisus, and he says, because he was only 13 at the time. So Taisus sounds like if he would have been 12 also, he wouldn't be happy that there should be a frosha of Maiser Behema, which is interesting. It sounds like a mufla samach l'ish wouldn't be able to be mafresh meister behema from the Taisus there. And the Mechaz Chinuch HaMitzvah Shin Samach Sivkat Nizayin wants to say that. That even though a mufla samach l'ish could be maktish, hektish, and truma, and nether, and so on, but not meister behema. Another reason why meister behema shouldn't apply by a katan, which can be found also in the Achiezer and Chelik Gimel Simen Nun Vav, is because I remember that I heard from Rav Mishua in Zvachim Daf Mem Hayam at Aleph, where the Gemara is Memayit, Maiser Behema from a goy, that a goy is not chayiv in Maiser Behema. So the I think it was Reberel, maybe the Briskerov asked that Lechayra, what do you need a meat for? Stam, he doesn't have asar mechuyovis. You have to be a person that's a bar chayiv in the mitzvah of Maiser and own 10 animals, and then your 10 animals could join up and be mechuyiv, asar mechuyovis in Maiser Behema. They could be like, just to say a word, teva le Maiser Behema, and then when you put them together, they will Maiser themselves, and one will be Maiser with all the rules and voltage of Maiser. But if a guy is not mechuyev b'chlal, then it doesn't pass that he should have a sar mechuyevis. Why do you need a miyut of ma'aser behema from a guy? And like I said, the same svar as mevor and Reb Chaim Meiser. That being said, l'chayra, one could say that a katan also is in the same boat. Unless you tell me that he's like a bar chiyuva and he's asil l'chlal, he just has a p'tur, he's not like a regular guy. Maybe you could say a katan is better than that, but l'chayra, at first glance, tzarechiyin. Now again, the Briskerov is asking, what do you need a miyut? L'maaser, the Gemara does have a miyut. And if that's the case, maybe Yitaka don't need to have asar mechuyovis, in a sense. Yesh la'ayin, what the terrace to the Rav's kasha is, and perhaps why a katan could have theoretically had ma'aser behema, let's say, by a mufla samach l'ish. The Ritva in Shabbos over there says a different terrace to Taisus kasha in the Kuk Ritva, that not that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was ma'aser, he just used to give the amount that would be fit for ma'aser to the kohanim. He didn't actually take ma'aser. So that's a big chiddush, because it's not so posh that the Ma'aser Behema is knitten to the Kehanim B'chlal. There's a lot to discuss about that. There's a Ritva and Bab Masiyah Vav Amud Beis discussed by many Achreinim, and it sounds like he holds there was something to give to the Kehanim. Another interesting chiddush that's related to all this is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's mevor in the Mishnah and Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Hei, Mishnah Tes, that he was a Kohen. And here the Gemara in Shabbos Taisus is quoting that he was taking Ma'aser Behema. It's mevor that a Kohen L'chayra is Chayiv in Ma'aser Behema. And the Rajba and Chul and Kuf Lamed Vav actually proves it from here, that a Kohen is Chayiv in Ma'aser Behema. And as I state in the Tshuvas Rambam also in Per Hador, Siman Nun Ches. Now Taisus over here says, Ve'en lefarish da'ayir be'isr sh'noisnin lamelech kemay arnuna. And in Taisus and Shabbos over there brings down that Rabbi Chanan mefarish that v'ma'asar achar achorben behemes arnuna lamelech. Rabbi Kivega already points out that according to this, it's not a raya that there's ma'asar behema by Kehana because it wasn't ma'asar behema. The next line in Taisus over here in the Maschil Elo says, V'doichik na'me lefarish da'apitropos hoyu lo'i kishukoton sh'hoyu ma'asar. That it, maybe it's talking about not that the Kotan himself was Ma'aser Ma'aser Behema, it's talking about that Apitropos did it for him. This also wreaks a lot of havoc in the Achrayim. The Chacham Tzvi in Simul Lamed Gimel wants to know, how could that be? Yud Beis Elef Behemoth, the Apitropos was Ma'aser. The halach is that Apitropos is only Ma'aser what you need to eat in Gittin Dafnun Beis. It can't be that he needed so much. So the Chacham Tzvi says that it's talking about Ma'aser Behema is different than Ma'aser Dogon. That's how we say that Ma'aser Dogon you can't be Mafresh unless you want to eat. But Ma'aser Behema, if you sell it away without being Mafresh, you're going to lose the Mitzvah forever. Others want to say, Eteretz, that the whole din, that Apitropos is not Ma'aser, only when you want to eat it, is only by Truma of Dogon, because there's only a Chiv when you want to eat it. Obviously, the famous Machlekes Taz and Rebbe Kivager about this in the beginning of Yerideya and many others. Mashenkin by Ma'aser Behema, a person is mechuyev to do it all the time. There, the apitropos could do it for chinuch, even if he's not ready to use the behemoth. So it's not a kasha, how's he going to use all those behemoths? But the Chacham Tzvi doesn't like this, because the Chacham Tzvi says that Ma'aser Behema also you're not mechuyev only if you would like to eat it or sell it. It's not like it's an obligation on you. I wonder if this also has to do with what we discussed, and we'll discuss more blina there on the Afnon Zion, if there's an obligation to be mafresh Ma'aser Behema, even if you're not using the animal for anything else, or it's similar in a sense to what we said by Truma, that it's only if you want to eat it. Okay, and now we will go on to Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, the Chulin of Aloy B'Makdosh, we said that Ma'aser Behema is noy only in Chulin, not in Makdosh, Frekti Mar Pshita, it's not his. Of course it's not noy by Makdosh. It says the Gemara, B'Kotchim Kalam, Alibid Rabbi Yisrael, Lid, the Amakotchim Kalam, Alim Ba'alamu. The Gemara brings the famous Rabbi Yosi Aglili that's quoted a lot of times in Shas, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds a Kachim Kalam as Mamam Bailam. So the Gemara says, I would think that you have to take Ma'aser because it's Taka yours. So why Taka don't you have to take Ma'aser Behema from Kachim Kalam, Mamam Bailam, and Ma'aser is yours? Says the Gemara, Yiyah Kodesh Amar Rachmana Velishik Far Kodesh. The Pasuk of Yiyah Kodesh Velishik Far Kodesh is Mamayat, that Kachim Kalam, even though it's Mamam Bailam, there's no din of Ma'aser Behema because it's already Kodesh. Now the problem is like this: Frek the Chelkas Yoyev and Kavad the Kashiyaisa Kushim Memdalid, that the Ravid says in Meruba and Baba Kama Dafayim Vav, it's brought down on the Shita Mekubetzes that a Murim Kachim Kalim are Mamim Gevoya even Mechayim. That means that even though we know Kachim Kalim Mamim Bailim, that doesn't apply to the Imurim. The Imurim of the animal from when you're Makdish the animal is already Mamim Gevoya, as I state in the Ravid. So Frek the Chelkas Yoyev, and actually the Shemen L'roish, what's it called? The Shemen Roish over here in Becharis asked the same kasha on the Makna. He brings down that the Makna says in Kedushin on Beis that Kachim Kalim, the Emurim are Gavoya, even Mechayim. In fact, the Shemen Roish. So what's the pshat? Why do we need a meat? Why not? I didn't explain the question. The question is, because the Gemara says on Vav and Beis over here that a Behema Shel Shutfis is not included in Ma'aser Behema, is not Chayiv in Ma'aser Behema. So here, where most of the animal belongs to you, but the Emurim are Kachig, are Shel Gavoya, they're Mom Gavoya, even Mechayim, so the Chayra, it should be like a Behema Shel Shutfus, that's not Chayim Ma'aser Behema. So the Avnei Nezer and Avnei Nezer, Simon Tov Mem Tes, I say, as well as the Mablusha Yontif in the beginning of Chelik Beis and Chayish Mishpot, and others say that Avada, Emuri Kachim Kalam are not Mom and Shaloi, it's not Mamash his. They're Mom and, they are his. Even though they have a din epister, the Mom and Gavoya, but Lamai says it's not pshat that they're not his. And the truth is, the Lashon of Rashi, Menachas Mem Zayin Medbei, says they muri kachim kala Mom and Bailamu. So the Einachanami, Mistama the Gather is similar to what's famous, without going into great detail, but Reb Chaim says by Maisa Sheni Mom and Gavoya, that even though it's Mom and Gavoya, it's not pshat, it's not his. It's Mom and Gavoya, but it's still Zayin, it's still Shaloi Lagamri. It's not going to be called the Behema Shel Shutfus. As I state in Avnei Nezer. That even though it's Taka Mama Gavaya Mechayim let derive it, it doesn't mean that it's Mamish, not his. It's still his, and it's not going to be called a Behemish al Shutfin. And without the Pasuk of Yeh Kodesh, yes, we would have thought that it's subject and Chayiv and Ma'aser Behema. In the Sefer Shaila Meir over there in the Al Masechtas, he says another two Terusim. He says, first of all, the din of shutvis, that pata, is very geschmack, is only when there's a partnership in the animal. But if, let's say, the whole animal is owned by you, just a piece of it is not owned by you, that's not going to be called shutvis, because this part is owned by him and this is owned by you. And he brings a raya from the Gemara and Daf Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Gimel has to have a pasuk and a miyat to tell you that if a goy owns the ear of the animal, that it's called Yad Nochir Be'emta, and it's not called Be'emtecha of Yisrael, and it's not going to be Chayiv in B'chayra. So the shaila is, what do you mean? Why do you need a pasuk of Yad Nochir Be'emta? Stamazai. Even if it's not Yad Nochir Be'emta, it's still Shutfis. The Teretz says that's not called Shutfis. Shutfis means if there's literally two owners in the whole animal, like the case of Yarshim later on over there in the Mishnah. And another Teretz the shaila Moira says is that it's Mevor and Daf Nun Vav Amar Alef, that the Ptor of Lekuach by Maiser Behema is only if it was purchased after it was already Chayiv in Maiser. But if in the first 7 days before it was a ben ches yamim, it was purchased as lekuach, that's actually not going to pater from meiser. Ichid v'chidur. When is lekuach chayiv in meiser behema? When it was bought before the 8th day. Zokter, the same thing applies by shutfus. That even though shutfus is pater from meiser behema, but if you makdish an animal kachim kalam before the 8th day, so it was the din of behema shel shutfus before it was chayiv, then it's not going to have the ptur of meiser behema. You need the pasuk of Yeh Kodesh for such a case, as they state in Shaila Moir. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Time of the Kosev Rachmana Yeh Kodesh. Halav hachi hava amina, chayla kdushas maiser iluya." In fact, the Gemara hashta kdusha chamura, kdusha kala le chayla, kdusha kala, kdusha kala mi boy. Basically, the Gemara is saying the klal godel that we know from the Gemara earlier and in other places of ein mishanin mikdusha lekdusha. That you can't change a carbon, a shlomim, into an oila into a shlomim, and vice versa. A mention of Reb Chaim Moshe's shtickle about this is in place. The Achi Ezer and Chelik Beis, Simen Chaf Hei, Ois Tes, elaborates on the din of Ein Mishan and Kedusha L'Kedusha. And he primarily focuses on the Hakira that he makes over there. What's the din of Ein Mishan and Kedusha L'Kedusha? Is the din that since you're Makdash an animal, it's no longer yours, it belongs to Hekdash. So it's not yours anymore. So you want to wake up and say, it's a shlomim, it's an oila, it's a this, it's not yours anymore. Once it's a carbon, it's now a carbon and it's done. You're not an owner. Aydulma says, Reb Chaim Moshe, no, we know, may kara turi the ruvain, avasha turi the ruvain, and it's always a question, how much is that bilus and how much it's not. In any event, it's always complicated when you're mixing, you know, monetary ownership with kachim, cheshemishvat with kachim. How much do you have and how much you don't have? It says Reb Chaim Moshe, is it pshat na'ein mishana kedusha mikdusha? Because technically speaking, it's not yours anymore to change it around. Or no, is it a separate din, a separate halacha, that you can't be mishana mikdusha l'kedusha? It's not just because you lack the ownership. It's because it's a separate halacha. That ein mishana, so even if theoretically you would arrange for me a scenario, like, oh, perhaps, kachar kalam mamam bailamu, it's yours. Oh, if it's yours, so maybe even though I'm Mishana Kedusha Mekdusha, that's only because it's not yours. But when it's yours, you could be Mishana. No, there's a Nayadin, or is there, that you can't be Mishana Mekdusha Lekdusha. That's Reb Chaim Moshe's Chakira. So Yitaka brings a Raya from our Gemara, that since the Gemara says that Din of Ein Mishana Kedusha Lekdusha, even in the case of Kachim Kalam, according to Rabbi Yosef Lee, that's Mamon Bailim, we see that even if it's Mamon Bailim, still there's a Lav of Layakdish that you can't be Mechel, a different Kedusha, on a carbon. But says Reb Chaim Moshe, it's only a raya that there's a lav even when it's yours. But in a case of kachim kachim where it's not yours, maybe besides for the lav, there's also another reason why you can't be mishana mekdusha l'kedusha, and that is because it's kachim kachim and it's not yours altogether. Now I'd like to mention that the Rambam over there in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, by the din of ein mishana mekdusha l'kedusha, says you don't get malchus on it. So the Kesem Mishnah brings down from the Rimi Korkus. He says, like this, why don't you get Malkus for being Mishana Mekdusha Lekdusha? Why is it different than a Makdash Balmum? So he says, Shani Hasam Dibdibura Yisavid Maisa Shemeshana Abahema Michul on the Kodesh. Just like the Gemara says, that by Tmura, even though you didn't do any action, but the fact that you said this should be a Tmura, we say Bidibura Yisavid Maisa, Rabbi Yechanan says in Tmura Daf Gimel, and it's called a Maisa for Malkus. So by Makdash Balmum, you also get Malkus, says the Rimi Korkus, because the Bidibur is Saved Maisa, because you made a behema from Chulun to Kodesh. Avalkan loy ovid klum Bidiburai. He brings a raya from our Gemara and Bechoris that nothing is chal. And Memela, he says, since you didn't do anything Bidiburai, you don't have the din of Bidibur is Saved Maisa. So not the Dibur is enough for Malkus, and not the Oiftu, because there is no Oiftu, there is nothing, no result from your being Mishana Mekdusha Kedusha, if you wake up and say Anishlam that it should be an Oila, nothing of significance happens, and that's why, says the Rimi Korkis, you don't get Malchus. I must tell you that there's a famous Shiloh. By Tmura we say you get Malchus because B'dibura is Avid Maisa. Ask the Shita Mekubetzes in Bab Metziah Daf Mem Gimel, and many other Achrayim, including the Neid Yehuda and many others. Why is it different by Pigel that we say on Daf Chavtesim and Beis and Zvachim that it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa ain't like in a Lav? Doesn't your speaking that it should be Pigel turn the animal into a carbon puzzle? So there's many terutzim on this. One of the terutzim that Reb Chaim Brisker said on this is that changing a chulin animal into a holy animal, tmura style, is a significant action and b'dibur is avid maisa. Changing a kosher animal into a pigle animal, it's still kaddish, it's just puzzle, is not as significant. Now, here in the Rimi Korkis that the Kesef Mishnah is quoting in Perek Dalet of Tmura Halacha Yud Aleph, he sounds like the change from Ma'ila to a Shlomim would be enough of a Maisa for B'dibura is Savid Maisa. Just it doesn't happen because Ein Mishana Mekdusha L'Kedusha. So if a Shlomim turning into an Oila is called enough of a Maisa, then I could argue again that perhaps an animal becoming Pigle is called a Maisa. Reb Chaim says that from Chulin to Kachem is a significant change, and he can't compare it to from Kachem carbon, Kosher to Kosher to carbon puzzle of Pigle. But if we're saying that even from a Shlomim to an Oila, which are both carbon Ksherim, just different names, then perhaps you could venture to say that even making a carbon Pigle would have been enough of a Maisa on the scale of a Savad Maisa that you need for the Malchus of V'dibur Savad Maisa. Just saying. And Reb Chaim Maizer goes on to elaborate over there many different details about Ein Mishana Mekdusha L'Kedusha, if there's a difference between Kachem Kalam and Kachem Kachem, like we were saying. And his, at the end of the day, his point is that maybe there will be a difference if you could be Chayzer Teich Kidei Diver. Whether the din is just that you don't have a din to be makdash because it's a lav or because it doesn't belong to you, an afkamina would be if you can be chayzer teich kidei diber, ayin sham and achiyazer. Now the Gemara really quotes over here in closing the Mishnah in Tmur Daf Lamed Beis that it says echad kachem is bech vechad kachem bedek abayis ein mishan noisam mekdusha l'kedusha aval makdisha noisoy hektish iloy. The phrase of hektish iloy, the fascinating concept of hektish iloy, is quoted here from the Mishnah at the end of Tmura. Rashi explains, basically, Rashi says, you can't go over to a Bedek HaBayis and make it a Mizbech, or a Mizbech and make it a Bedek HaBayis, because it's already in the situation that it is, and there's nothing to add to it. However, Rashi, in other words, holds, Hektash Ili means, you could be Makdash to Tevis HaNoh, but you're not gonna, you know, make a new Hakdosh over here. The Rambam, however, argues, and the Rambam holds in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph of Hilchas Tmura that you could take him at Kachem Mizbech and be Makdash at Kachem Bedek HaBayis and vice versa, and both Kedushas could coexist. So the Rambam doesn't hold to the whole din of Ein Mishana Mekdusha L'Kedusha in the sense that you can't be Makdash a Mizbech to Bedek HaBayis or vice versa. Rashi says all it's Negei is for the Tevis Hanot. But the Rambam actually holds that you could do it. And the only reason you can't, by the way, is because Ein Mishana Mekdusha L'Kedusha, and the reason for that is, as the Brisker Rav explains at great length on page Nun Ches Amud Beis and Sefer, Afanar and Hilchas Tmura, because it's taka not yours, once it's hektish, you can't be makdash it. So Mamash related to the Chakir of Reb Chaim Moisey that we just mentioned, whether it's an ayadin of Ein Mishana Mekdusha L'Kedusha or it's just a din, because it's not yours, because it's hektish, Rashi that holds Hektish Ilui holds that you just be Makdish the remaining Tevis Hanoh which still exists, while the Rambam Taka holds that you could somehow instill a Kedushas Kachem Mizbech into the Bedek HaBayis for wherever it's going to be Negeya, the Nafkamina. With regard to Rashi, actually, about being Makdish the Tevis Hanoh, it's an interesting thing. The Makar Chaim and Siman Tov Lamed Aleph is one of the main Shitas in the Achrenim about the Gether of Tevis Hanoh. What exactly does Tevis Hanoh mean? So the Shagasai says that according to the Man Diyamah, Tevis Hanoh is not Momin, you can't be Mafkir the Tevis Hanoh. And Makar Chaim asks, what do you mean? We see that you can be Makdashit. But the truth is that the Marit in Tshuva, Chelik Beis Siman Hei, says that no, that's Xeris HaKosef, that's not a regular din. And really, Rashi and Tosfos say that day you can be Makdash the Tevis Hanoh over there in Tmur Daf Lamed Beis. Rashi and Tosfos say, it's only Midrabbanan that you can be Makdash the Tevis Hanoh. But this is a whole big sugya in it in itself, and I just wanted to touch on it.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.